Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to extend my thanks to the panelists and others in the room for highlighting the most pertinent issues related to migration. Today, if one has to speak about racism and migration, particularly systemic racism cannot be addressed in isolation in the background of several immigration laws and migration laws, particularly by certain powerful states. And in the recent past, the immigration laws implemented by certain powerful states, particularly in Europe and other parts of the world, has disproportionately affected migrants and immigrants based on race, nationality, ethnicity, and so on. If we look at particularly the cross-border legal framework, it's also important to focus on how the legal structure or the structure of migration is analyzed or understood in the context of Global South. Because if you look at the idea of migration, particularly in Global South, fails to get the visibility similar to that of Global North. And it is also important to see how marginalized communities in Global South also are at the receiving end and are subjected to racism and racial discrimination. And in the context of migration, I think it's the need of the hour for us to highlight the interlinkages. As I said, systemic racism in the context of migration cannot be looked in isolation. We have to analyze the existing linkages between different issues, particularly hate speech, climate crisis, natural disasters, and many, many other issues, political and social issues, which have disproportionately affected people of African descent and many other marginalized communities across the globe. And pertaining to migration, I also look at, when you look at migration, particularly people of African descent, we also see how this migration was used to create new avenues and opportunities. But we also have to see the angle of resilience, determination of people of African community, where migration was used as a tool to contest and counter slavery and colonialism. This is something that needs to be highlighted. And in addition to that, the points highlighted by the representative of Russian Federation with regards to visa issuance, I must tell you, I come from Global South. As someone who's from the South Asian region, I do undergo a rigorous process to avail visa. And I've never been denied, but although I have to undergo a rigorous visa process to avail visa, particularly for many states in Europe and other parts of the world. And I think there's an urgent need for member states to take into consideration the international human rights standards that has been set in the context of freedom of movement, particularly looking at the CCPR and the UDHR, the recommendations by the CCPR pertaining to freedom of movement, has to be taken into consideration, particularly in the context of engagement of individuals in the area of human rights. And I would like to thank Professor for highlighting the importance of disaggregated data in the context of migration. And with regard to the elimination or the measures to particularly to eliminate racism in the context of migration, there has to be certain measures that member states have to focus on, particularly in the context of criminal laws, constitutional laws, and also labor laws. These laws have to be in alignment with the international human rights standards and also accommodate the challenges faced by migrants and descendants of migrants. In addition to that, there's a strong public opinion created across the globe pertaining to migrants. The stereotype and prejudice has affected migrants doubly, particularly in terms of how media has escalated the issue of migration and the problematic narrative that has been constructed across media, social media, which needs to be addressed effectively. And most importantly, the area of education, which was highlighted by Madam Chairperson. Education, the curriculum, particularly by various states, member states in across the globe, this is something that acts as a foundation in terms of changing opinion, public opinion at an early stage. And engagement of youngsters, engagement of students, and this through education can change the idea of migration. And there are many, many experts, academicians across the globe who term migration as human rights. And it is necessary for us to look at migration as within the framework of human rights. And it, there's a dire need for all of us. When I say all of us, it's just not experts, but the member states, stakeholders, civil society groups, to initiate an integrative approach and an intersectional approach in terms of implementation of immigration laws and to elucidate an inclusive approach towards migration. Yeah, I've highlighted certain important points raised by the members here in the room. And yeah, again, thank you for your attention. Yeah.